This is CICK News.
When you hear about a disco dance, do you think, okay, but how about this? At an all-ages event to culminate Neurodiversity Celebration Week, local DJs played music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s all at the same time. Now, while that sounds like a total nightmare, it was actually perfect, because at a silent disco, you don't hear much more than the shuffling of feet and people speaking over top the music coming through their headphones. Three DJs play music, and you and the audience wearing your over-ear headies can tune into a frequency and listen to whichever DJ you want. I climbed into the DJ booth to chat with Marco Kimmel, who was running two of the three channels at 9:30 at the Old Church's Silent Disco event.
So it's kind of hectic.
Are you red and green right now? I see a lot of people are really vibing on the green.
Yeah, that's the request. That's the open channel, so it's like people can request songs.
Okay, yeah. So I guess, can you explain what is going on in this room right now?
So basically there are three different channels, and so we have three different genres of music playing at once, and so people can pick between the channels on their headphones.
So how are you kind of picking your music tonight?
So I coordinated the DJs, and my idea was kind of to do different genres, do different decades. Mm-hmm. So we have everything from 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, today's hits. I wanted to make it all encompassing for all ages so everyone can have music they relate to.
Yeah.
Because I knew it would be kind of a family-friendly event.
Yeah.
Tell
me what song is on Green Channel right now, because people are just loving it.
It's mostly been kind of, so that's the open channel,
right.
So people can request songs.
Yeah.
And it's definitely been the most popular,
which makes
sense. But right now we have Low by T-Pain playing,
gotcha.
Which is kind of like an early 2000s hit. Yeah.
Very nice. Okay, and I guess, can you tell me, like, so as someone who has DJed at events before, you know, by the end of the night, I'm like, my voice is gone because I've been talking over loud music. My ears are sore. How is this different?
Well, you can see right here, we've got a couple young gals having like a dance competition happening. When they're all ages, it's just so fun. It's really feeling inclusive, and
yeah.
I love how people can request songs and really just make the night what they want it to be, and it's really, silent disco is awesome for that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Can you tell me a little bit about this silent disco, and then maybe also too why this event feels like a good event to celebrate neurodiversity and awareness?
Yeah, a silent disco is basically you have three live DJs mixing music, but it's fed into headphones where people can switch channels to each of the DJs. Each DJ has a color.
Mm-hmm.
You can switch to the color of the DJ and listen to the music they're playing, and it kind of changes through the course of the night where, you know, people are mixing with the red DJ and then they shift over to the blue DJ depending on the music that they're playing.
Yep.
So it really creates a fun dynamic because people are dancing and crazy, but nobody's actually necessarily on the same channel.
Yeah.
They're just having fun together. And the nice thing is that we're standing in the room right now.
Yeah.
And we can actually hear each other and have a conversation in a nice, beautiful, quiet atmosphere, but yet everybody's having fun like they're at a dance.
So something that surprised me when I walked in was how many kids are here.
Yeah, I mean, really, we tried to be family-oriented in the way that we do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, we're not telling the DJs what music to mix, so sometimes it's a little bit crazy.
Okay.
But it is something that, you know, kids can feel comfortable with because there's not any alarming sounds or anything that's really crazy. It's just a good, fun atmosphere. And, you know, there's probably, you know, at least a dozen kids in the room all at one time, and they're all having fun.
Yeah.
We even had an opportunity where we had some kids go up and actually mix live DJ. Kids are participating in the whole event, and they can be part of it, which is great.
Depending on between the I see two people switching from, they just went from red to blue, back to red now.
It's all fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are our DJs here?
Well, they just swapped in new DJs.
Yep.
We had two DJs previously, John Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of the classics guy. And Nicola.
Yeah.
And she's just a great dancer, does all the moves and gets everybody engaged.
Nice. Yep.
And now we've swapped out for Margo and Elsa.
Okay,
very cool.
Thank you to Marco Kimmel and Mark DeHoog for their interviews. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.